Well, there was absolutely no way this podcast was going to happen until today, Monday, 2 days after we wrapped up in Allendale, Michigan at Grand Valley State University. I mean, you could probably blame the fact that we didn't get back on campus till about 2:30, 2:45 in the morning on Sunday, which meant I was home at around 3:30, 3:45, and finally crawled into bed at around 4, about 3 hours before my kids woke up. So feeling like I actually have the stamina and the energy to get this going. So let's track the Trojans. Let's see how day two up at Grand Valley went. Not going to lie, really excited with how the second day up at Grand Valley went. It was definitely a busy day. It's the first time that we've had the full squad going this year on the road. And when we went to New York, we only took a certain segment of both the men and the women. But to Michigan, we took everyone who could possibly compete. So if you were healthy, you came along for this trip and competed. We were very thankful that day two started later in the day than the first day. The first event on day one went off for us at 8:30. Thankfully, it wasn't until 10 a.m. on Saturday. It didn't stop us ridiculous coaches from getting up way too early and getting our runs in. But, you know, it's just what you do. We'll jump right on in. Event order was a little off, so I'm not necessarily going to go through everything in the order that it happened in, but going to try and hit on everything. We've got a lot of athletes doing a lot of things, and nobody pays me for this, so we'll do the best that we can. Day started off with a distance event on the 3,000 meters, which, you know, typically that doesn't come till right before the 4x4 in the afternoon, but we were ready for it. Joel White ran the 3K for us for the men, ran with a solid time of 10:20. Weren't really sure what to expect for him in this. He hadn't run it all year. He was only 3 seconds off what his 5K times said he should have run. And unfortunately for Joel, he was entered as a no time because he hadn't run it. And the next closest athlete was entered as 10:59. And, you know, Joel, we thought, could run around 10:15 or 10:10. And well, that guy that should have run close to 10 flat and would have given someone Joel to run with for a while ended up running 9:40. So Joel soloed this one. Really proud of how he did. I know he went through the mile dead on for 10 flat, which would have been fantastic. But it's a great start. Really happy for where he is at. He probably would have run sub 11 for the 3,200, which would have been a huge PB for him. So happy with how that race went. In the 3K, Catherine Williams and Samantha Rosenkrantz jumped in. They ran the same thing up in New York. And so we felt like it would be a good idea, as well as be probably the best thing to put them in at this particular meet, just so we could have comparisons, see how we're tracking. Neither of them got to run track at all last year. Catherine had hip surgery in the fall, and Samantha was involved in a car wreck, obviously early in the cross country season. So we're just building back for both of them. We just want to see improvement. Both of them improved on New York. Catherine ran a 12:10, whereas she'd run a New York and 12. She ran a 12:15 in New York, and that was a personal best for her. You can't complain with that. And then Samantha ran a 12:13, which was 6 seconds faster than her time in New York, which is a season personal best, and working her way back to her overall best that she ran her freshman year. So really happy with how they competed. I know Samantha stuck her nose in it right away and probably was a little overpaced, but so was Catherine. Worked out, still ran well. I know we were kind of shooting for around 12, but faster than before. That's really all you can ask for. And I know as a coach, makes me pretty stinking happy. Moving on, field events were going on at 10 o'clock as well. Starting off with a shot put. Huge personal best for Argenis Paredes, who hadn't thrown 10 flat or above since over a year ago up in New York. So we're really excited to see what he was able to do. You know, him and Dylan Brandon, our former athlete, throws coach, are really beginning to connect and work well together. So big personal best for him. Also throwing for our men was Elijah Nicholson, who is brand new to us. He even just started as a student at Trevecca this past January. Really cool story. He actually met with us in the summer, decided that he wasn't going to compete for us. And, you know, we wished him all the best and said, hey, man, if you ever want to give it another shot, this is a once in a lifetime kind of deal. If you want to give this a shot, then and feel free to give us a call. And in October, he'd gotten to thinking, didn't want any regrets, decided he wanted to come and compete with us and started out his shot campaign with a 10.3 shot put throw. Now, Elijah's really going to be kind of a disc guy for us at outdoor, but, you know, seeing what all he can do and, you know, some might say this could be the precursor to becoming a multi-athlete, much to probably Dylan's chagrin. But I think this guy's going to be throwing stuff far, so we're really excited to have him. On the women's side, Brianna DeLauder had to throw a 7.51, so not quite her best on the season. And then Kendall Chenault threw 8.82. This is her season debut coming out of injury. So I think, you know, just happy to see her out there throwing and with a little less pain than she had a couple months ago and throughout the spring thus far. So happy to see her back out there. Moving on to the weight throw, Jay Selvage, a former cross-country runner, as many of you or some of you might actually know, had a big personal best of 8.44 meters. Previously had thrown 7.92. This is his first season throwing the weight. And then Elijah also threw the weight through 11.02 meters. Excited with his debut. I think he was as well. On the women's side of things, Brianna DeLauder threw a 9.19, and then Molly Sims, no distance, but I think it's just because she's like on that cusp of really getting it together. She might have thrown 13 plus, maybe 14 meters, especially on her last throw. She'd come around just a little more. Instead, we went out of the sector and had a sector foul, but I think she's right on that edge of being able to just let one loose. So exciting to see what happens here in a couple weeks at conference. In the triple jump, Francesca Messina had a jump of 11.65 meters, and Ariana Bilderbach, who just joined us this year, had a jump of 9.06, which was just short, I believe, by 0.1 of her personal best, which I thought she had jumped a personal best, and apparently I was off when I was talking about PBs on the bus as we left the meet, but pretty sinking close. We'll give her like an almost there, so real excited to see how she did as well. In the long jump, Dayton Floyd, who's coming off, by the way, I'm going to list him off in several events here, competed in the multi the weekend before at Ashland. So tired legs, really looking forward to him getting some recovery time over these next couple weeks before he goes for the multi again up at conference. But still jumped just under 6 meters, 5.97. And then Aaron Barreto had his longest jump of 5.66 meters. He was just short of his personal best, so also can't complain there. Campbell Johnson, who is now a multi-athlete. If I'd have made any recordings last year, we would have talked about her throwing the jab and the disc, but now she's made the conversion to a multi-athlete. She additionally was coming off competing the weekend before in the pentathlon. And once again, looking forward to her getting some rest over the next couple weeks. She had a jump of 4.38, which was a personal best. So tired legs didn't matter for her. Still had a great jump. And Ariana Bilderbach also competed as well with a jump of 4.3 meters. In the high jump, the last of our folks that had competed in the multi the weekend before this one at Ashland, Nina Willoughby, freshman, no heighted this time at the high jump. But at the end of the day, there is only so much you can do when you don't have access. So I know her and Laura are working hard at getting her ready for the high jump and the multi. And the same goes for Campbell and all our multi-athletes as we are still working through getting a facility taken care of. Hopefully we are right on the cusp of getting that done. But in her no hiding, she looked good. We're getting there. We're almost there. Moving on to the track, we ran our first DMR of the year. I can't say that it won't be our last, just as we look at how deep our conference are and what our strengths are and if it's better to just use our folks individually. Lots to be decided over the next couple weeks. But we ran with Ben Carr in the 1200, who ran a 313. Isaac Timko ran our 400 leg, ran like 51 mid. Lucas Baggett, who just hasn't run the 800 in forever, ran with a time of 208. You know, Lucas runs the 400 and the 400 hurdles right now. And just, you know, honestly, 208 on really nothing of that kind of training is pretty stinking good, especially after he, you know, ran a personal best school record the day before. And then Shane West ran our mile leg in a time of 440. Gave us a time of 10:54:31. We seeded in at 10:50. Not too shabby. We weren't expecting a school record or anything out of it. We just wanted to put one together with this crew to see what we would get. The women also competed in the DMR. We wanted to be under 13 minutes. Ran 12:58. Can't complain. Hope Ilias led us off with a time of 3:51 in the 1200. Reagan Helt, who we didn't really decide till midweek to do this with, ran the 400 leg and ride 60 and some change, 61, which got us kind of thinking we might have someone that can give Anna Hoffman, our current school record holder in the 400, a run for her money. Maddie Patton ran our 800 leg in 236. And debate between Brooke and I as to what Ruth's time was in her in the 1600 portion. I had her at like 526, and Brooke had her at 530. Either way, Ruth wanted to run sub 530. She took, I think personally, she's taking the average of the two and calling it a 5:28. Either way, they competed well and gives us some things to think about as we move towards conference. Moving on to some shorter distances in the 60 hurdles, Dayton Floyd set a new PB in the hurdles with a time of 11.43 in the 60-meter hurdles. He tripped and fell a couple times at the multi at Ashland, so odds are we were going to get better, and he did. Nina Willoughby also ran in the hurdles with a time of 11.6, and Campbell as well, 12.65. Like, folks, seriously, our multi-athletes are just grinding it out right now. They competed in the multi the weekend before and competed in multi or multiple events this weekend per their choosing even. So, like I said, really looking forward to see how these folks shake out after 2 weeks off from competing. In the mile, Ben Carr was just shy of his PR with a time of 4:33.72. John Alsup ran a 4:59.2, and Dayton Wright ran a 5:05.6. On the women's side, we had some huge performances. Ashley Alsvig, coming off a massive personal best in the 5K the day before, ran 5:28. We don't really have a full mile comparison for her. She ran a 5:41.1600 in high school, so she blew her 1600 meter PR out of the water. Probably would have run, you know, 5:25, 5:26. So real excited. She just got in there and competed, ran hard in the middle of the race. Reagan Helt also had a personal best for the indoor mile with a time of 5:39. I think her previous PR was like north of 6 minutes. So Reagan killing it. And then Emmy Mattingly, we finally did it. We broke down the wall. She dropped a 5:59.55. So excited for her to go under that 6 minute mark. That's all we wanted out of it, and we did it. So really excited for her and her personal best. In the 800 meter, another newcomer to the program, Colby Matthews with a time of 2:32.96. Excited to see him here with the program. Came in January. Still very early on for him. Expecting to see a lot of development as he works for that mid-distance group. Maddie Patton ran a 2:37.18, which my understanding is that is a personal best, as she had previously run the 800 indoor in high school. So kudos to her. And that's coming off running basically the same time as her split in the DMR. Hope Ilias, also with a small but still personal best, is a personal best. I think it was 0.5, I think, with a time of 2:28.2. And once again, not fresh to see any runner coming off a previous performance, whether it was a personal best or not, and then having a personal best later on in the day. That is massive. So a lot of good things out of the 800 as well. In the 400, another massive personal best coming from Isaac Timko, who dropped a 50.3, I believe 51 mid or so was his previous personal best. And then Jaden Hickman ran a college personal best of 53.2. He's really beginning to shave the time off, work through some injury in the fall. So now we're working our way back to fitness and excited to see what he can do. Also, some really good performances in the 200. Lucas Baggett, yes, coming off of that 800, ran 22.83, which is a 0.6 second personal best for him. Zion ran a 23.13, and we'll talk about Zion here in a second when we get to the 60 meters. So not his fastest, but We'll talk about the 60. Grant Allen ran a 23.44, which is a personal best for him. And Khalil Stewart ran a 24.04. Not his best, but we will talk about his best as we move on into the 60 meters. We pretty much put every sprinter in it. Laura threw them all at it today. Or not today. See, I'm still probably tired. Combined post-COVID brain with like no sleep, and I'm old. I hope I've not said anything any further off than what I just did. But the 60 meter, Zion led the way with a 6.97, finished ninth on the day. Almost a tenth of a second faster than his time the previous day. And I just think, you know, some of the pressure was off. He got in there and he ripped off another sub seven, which is huge. Getting that consistent performance under seven is massive. Khalil ran a huge personal best of 0.15 to run 7.15, becoming our third fastest 60-meter runner in school history. Super happy for him. Lucas, another PR by 0.01 with a 7.22. This is additionally after running that – after running the DMRs. So huge day for him. Pablo Martin bringing his time down as well, coming off an injury with a 7.23. Isaac Timko, a massive personal best of like 0.3 seconds, running 7.26. Grant Allen ran a 7.29. It was his first go at the distance. Dayton Floyd, 7.31. I pretty much listed an entire multi for him on this single day. So that's still a great time for all the events he was doing. Kay Nordhoff ran a 7.37. I think about a 0.2 PR from Vanderbilt. Jane Hickman with a 7.41. And Francesco Messina with a 7.6 for his effort in the 60 meter, which I think is a personal best compared to a time he had in high school. I believe that is the fastest I've ever burned through results in 15 minutes ever. But it's because I'm kind of under the gun to get out to practice today and get our work done today. Honestly, and it's for anybody that it's not familiar with the program or you're just wondering what the program needs next, spend a lot of the day hunting for our next place to practice. We are still working through our agreements with TPS and – well, not with TPS, but with the charter school that's located by the old TPS track and trying to look at what our best option is to get our athletes out on the track as much as possible and have access to the things they need. We are a stinking good team right now that's just getting better. We just need to find the place to get better, and we're doing that. I've spent a lot of day talking to a lot of places, and I think we have some momentum, and we're going to get to where we need to be. Next up, we have conference coming up in 2 weeks, two-day meet. Our conference is insane. There was no podcast about it, but last year our conference boasted at outdoor 92 provisional national championship qualifying times. We even snuck in a couple ourselves, but that is how tough our conference is. It is a national meet. People from our meet go on it and go on to become All-Americans, if not champions. So we're real excited to be getting ready for that over these next couple weeks. Real excited how the team performed this weekend. Looking forward to see what we're able to do with another week and a half worth of work. Thanks for tracking the Trojans. If you are a parent or a friend listening to this, there's every real chance that you have received a fundraising text. $5, $10, any of that goes a long way to helping us out. Looking to fly our biggest group out to California that we've ever taken before, because we have that many athletes that are good enough to get into that meet and they deserve to go compete against the best. So we're trying to make that happen, as well as continue to outfit the track, make sure we can travel with our large squads that we have right now. Everything helps. Don't worry, we're putting skin in the fundraising game too. We're working security at a Predators game this Thursday night. That's all that I think that's going on right now in the program outside of just the recruiting that is off the charts. We're going to have a huge team next year. So much going on. We'll talk about it throughout the rest of the season. But for now, thank you for tracking the Trojans. We'll talk to you soon.